Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
When you first arrive in Italy, speaking to the locals in Italian might feel intimidating. What if you don't understand what someone says? The good news is, to communicate in Italian, you don't need thousands of words. With the right phrases, you can get your message across. And using Italian will allow you to connect with the locals so you can stand out from those tourists who don't make any effort. In this podcast mini-series of 5 episodes, you'll learn phrases to help you communicate when traveling in Italy. Today, we'll make speaking to Italians easier with some common Italian phrases for communication. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. Matteo, today we're going in vacanza, on holiday or vacation.
Amazing. I love le vacanze. Where are we going?
To Italy.
But, Katie, we are in Italy already.
Well, so it's not really a real vacanza for us. If you're listening at home, we know you might be planning on visiting Italy soon or in future. So in the next few episodes, we'll take you on a tour of some common Italian phrases for travel. What's the most important phrase that every Italian learner should know when they come to Italy on holiday?
Oh, that's easy. Paga la mia ragazza.
Paga la mia ragazza. That means my girlfriend is paying.
Esatto. Exactly.
Let's move on to some more useful phrases. Mm-hmm. I'll say the English and Matteo will translate them to Italian. As you're listening, if you already know them, try to say them in the pause. And if you don't, no worries. Say them with Matteo, trying to get your pronunciation as close to his as possible.
Cominciamo.
Let's start. Yes.
Sì. Sì. Sì.
No.
No. No. No.
Do you speak English?
Parla inglese?
I feel like this is the mark of a polite and respectful tourist. If you know that you'll need to do most of the communication in English, it's always nice to ask first rather than just assuming they speak it.
Parla inglese? Parla inglese? Parla inglese?
Parla means you speak in the formal address, and it's the form we use when speaking to people we don't know, for example, staff in shops and restaurants. And as this series is all about travel phrases for these kinds of situations, we'll be using the formal address throughout.
But maybe you want to practice your Italian.
In this case, you could say, can we speak in Italian?
Possiamo parlare in italiano? Possiamo parlare in italiano? Possiamo parlare in italiano?
I'd like to learn.
Vorrei imparare. Vorrei imparare. Vorrei imparare.
A lot of learners complain that Italians switch to English as soon as they say anything, cutting their chance to practice short. And it can feel really frustrating when that happens. The best thing is to be direct and simply explain that you want to practice. This also takes the pressure off because you're the first one to say, I'm learning. So no one is expecting you to be perfect. It's completely fine to make mistakes. Let's try that whole phrase together. Can we speak in Italian? I'd like to learn.
Possiamo parlare in italiano? Vorrei imparare. Most Italians will be really pleased that you're learning their language and happy to help. All you need to do is say, possiamo parlare in italiano? Vorrei imparare.
And once you've won Italians over, you might find that you don't quite understand everything. So a good way to keep the conversation going is to just repeat what you heard in a questioning tone of voice. Let's give an example of that. Someone might ask you,
vieni spesso in Italia?
Spesso?
Ah, spesso come frequentemente.
Okay, spesso. To help me understand the word spesso, Matteo said a similar word, frequentemente, which sounds a lot like frequently. That means often. Okay, got it. Sì, vengo spesso. This technique lets Italians know which part of their sentence they need to repeat, or if necessary, translate to English. But if you really didn't understand anything, you can just say, sorry, I didn't understand.
Scusi, non ho capito. Scusi, non ho capito. Scusi, non ho capito.
Just be careful when saying that phrase alone, because it might encourage Italians to switch to English, thinking that they're being helpful. If you want to keep the conversation going in Italian, you can ask, can you repeat, please?
Può ripetere, per favore? Può ripetere, per favore? Può ripetere, per favore?
Sorry, Matteo, can you repeat that?
Certo. Può ripetere, per favore?
Fantastic. Grazie. We'll continue next time with how to meet, greet, and be polite in Italian. And remember, if you want to see everything written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz, head over to our website, joyoflanguages.com/Italian podcast and search for episode 95.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.